USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Millions of Americans could face even higher energy bills this winter if the Biden administration closes a gas and oil pipeline running through Michigan. A group of Midwest lawmakers have warned. Biden has pledged to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fairer, and cleaner for the entire planet.
Line 5 pipeline could be under threat due to the White House exploring the potential impact on fuel prices in the region. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the administration will not rule out imposing COVID-19 vaccine requirements for domestic travel as the United States lifted its travel ban on non-essential travel for vaccinated air and land travelers on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Much of the federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been in relation to the use of vaccines for immunity to the exclusion of reliance on natural immunity for those who have been infected and recovered. But Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, had questions for CDC Director Rochelle Walensky over guidance that gave the appearance of giving greater weight to natural immunity.
It's not common sense, and it's certainly not science.
The scientific ground for these tests is that these PCR tests can stay positive up to 12 weeks. And so what we're working to prevent is that people who would have a persistently positive test from prior infection not be confused with people who are newly infected.
The dollar made a steady start on Monday but fell below the 15-week peak reached after the November 5th release of jobs data as wary investors remained watchful of the central bank's continued tolerance of inflation amidst the market's volatile interest rate projections. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The St. Louis Fed Chair speaks on ways to get folks back to work.
According to the Labor Department, more than 500,000 Americans found jobs in October. But this comes as many businesses in the United States still face labor shortages. St. Louis Fed Reserve Bank President James Bullard tells Fox Business what he believes can be done to encourage more people to get to work.
Giving signing bonuses, retention bonuses, outright increases in wages. So I think changing working conditions. So I think there are a lot of things that can be done and are being done to attract workers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The House January 6th Capitol Investigation Committee issued six new subpoenas to associates of former President Donald Trump, including former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and members of his re-election campaign. In a statement from the panel's chairman, Representative Benny Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi, subpoenas were issued to Flynn, former Trump spokesman Jason Miller, former NYPD Chief Bernard Kerik, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, Trump campaign assistant Angela McCallum, and lawyer John Eastman, who authored a memo arguing that Vice President Mike Pence could reject Joe Biden's Electoral College victory during the joint session of Congress on January 6th. Thompson said that his committee needs to know every detail about their efforts, including who they were talking to in the White House and in Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.